I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. South Korea's government says it's ending foreign adoptions of South Korean children. Donna Warder explains.
The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. Adoptions already have been waning. In the 1980s, South Korea approved more than 6,000 adoptions each year. In 2025, only 24 have been approved. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.